Song 3 years ago on the coming of my 25th birthday, and I felt as if I was going through a midlife crisis at that point because I figured I would die before I was 50. And it's irrelevant, but it'd be really scary if it ended up like that John Belushi video where he's dancing on everybody's grave. Anyway, point being that I wrote the song on the coming of this birthday, and that we have several birthdays in the house right around now. It happens to be our radio publicist's birthday, Chris Burrows, who's turning 27 this evening. Somewhere in the room. It also happens to be our manager, John Topper's birthday, who's probably standing by the merchandise table. He's the guy with the curly hair and the glasses and who looks really, really great since high school. And it also happens to be Ed the Video Guy's birthday. And there are a lot of birthdays in the house. And so I thought it would be really cool if for everyone's birthday we could get me a new strap.
It was my birthday a month and a half ago.
Right, it was my birthday sometime in the past year as well.
It was Rob's birthday almost a complete year ago.
So I was thinking it'd be really cool if we could sing everyone happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. No. When I said everybody sing happy birthday, I didn't mean me and everybody look at me like, God, why the fuck doesn't he just go on and sing the song at this point? What I meant was everybody actually sing happy birthday to make this somewhat relevant and valid. Just validate the time that I've wasted at this point.
Al just quit smoking.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Sing it for yourself. Happy birthday, dear me. Happy birthday to me.
He does this every year.
I love you, man.
So do all time to do the life I want with my privilege. My Lord is my view and you don't have much to do with it.
Time again. Yeah! Welcome back to being back to later.
Thank you. Their mothers will be proud one day.
Secret weapon! You asked for it, you fucks.